Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Herbal Medicine for Beginners by Katja Swift offers an approachable starting point for readers who want to use plant-based remedies responsibly and confidently. Designed as a practical guide rather than an encyclopedic reference, the book focuses on everyday wellness and the kinds of minor, common complaints many people hope to manage at home. It introduces foundational concepts such as how herbs work in the body, how to choose the right preparation, and how to build simple routines that fit modern life. A key feature is its emphasis on a core set of 35 medicinal herbs, helping beginners avoid overwhelm while still gaining meaningful range across soothing, stimulating, and supportive plants. The tone is oriented towards safe, step-by-step learning, with attention to preparation methods, basic dosing considerations, and when home care is not appropriate. For readers curious about natural health, this book serves as a structured first pathway into herbalism, connecting tradition, practical technique, and common sense decision-making. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, starting with the basics, how herbal medicine works in everyday life. A beginner-friendly herbal guide succeeds when it clarifies what herbal medicine is and what it is not. This book frames herbs as tools that can support the body's normal processes rather than as instant fixes for every problem. Readers are introduced to core ideas such as looking at patterns of discomfort, choosing herbs by their general actions, and considering the person in situation, not just a symptom label. The book's beginner orientation helps translate traditional herbal language into understandable concepts, so a reader can make sensible decisions without needing years of training. Another essential theme is building realistic expectations. Herbs may be gentle, but they still have active constituents and can require consistency, appropriate preparation, and time. The material encourages a mindset of observation, journaling, and gradual experimentation, which is especially important for those who are new to self-care routines. By establishing a foundation of herbal reasoning and basic wellness strategy, the book positions readers to use herbs as part of a broader lifestyle that includes rest, hydration, nutrition, and stress management. This grounding helps prevent common mistakes like treating herbs as interchangeable, ignoring contraindications, or abandoning a remedy too quickly. Secondly, the core apothecary, learning 35 medicinal herbs without overwhelm. Rather than presenting hundreds of plants, the book concentrates on a manageable set of 35 herbs, making it easier for beginners to actually learn and apply what they read. This approach builds competence through repetition. Encountering the same herbs across multiple situations helps readers remember key actions and develop intuition for when each plant might be useful. A curated apothecary also supports better purchasing decisions, because a reader can invest in a small number of versatile herbs instead of buying many items that sit unused. The book's selection aims to cover a wide range of common needs, including calming support, digestion comfort, seasonal wellness, skin care, and basic immune and respiratory support. Learning a core group also opens the door to substitution and flexibility, such as choosing a gentler option for children or a different herb based on availability. Importantly, a curated list can reinforce safety, because beginners can focus on commonly used, generally well-known herbs rather than jumping straight into plants that require advanced knowledge. This topic helps readers think like builders, start with foundational herbs, learn them well, and expand later. The overall effect is empowerment through simplicity, so the reader moves from curiosity to confident, repeatable practice. Thirdly, preparation methods, teas, tinctures, salves, and other home remedies. A practical herbal book needs to teach method, because the same herb can behave differently depending on how it is prepared. This guide walks beginners through common preparation formats so they can match a remedy to a situation. Infusions and decoctions are typically positioned as accessible daily options, especially for soothing support and hydration-friendly routines. Tinctures, while often more concentrated and convenient, require more attention to dosing and alcohol content, and they can be useful for travel or quick use. Topical preparations, such as salves, oils, and compresses, expand herbal use beyond internal remedies, offering options for skin, muscles, and localized discomfort. The book's emphasis on technique helps readers avoid frustration, such as brewing too weak a tea, storing preparations improperly, or using the wrong format for the desired effect. It also encourages organization, labeling jars, tracking dates, and keeping a small toolkit of strainers, bottles, and containers. For beginners, the value is learning repeatable processes that build confidence and consistency. When you understand the basic preparation families, you can adapt to what you have at home, what tastes acceptable, and what fits your schedule, which increases the likelihood that herbal self-care becomes a lasting habit. Fourthly, using herbs for common ailments, practical support for daily complaints. A central focus of the book is applying herbs to common, non-emergency issues that many people face, such as digestive discomfort, tension and stress, mild sleep trouble, seasonal sniffles, and minor skin irritation. The beginner-oriented value lies in clear pathways, how to think through a complaint, select an herb or a simple combination, and choose an appropriate preparation method. The book encourages a step-by-step approach that keeps remedies simple, which reduces the risk of confusion and makes it easier to identify what is helping. It also helps readers recognize when symptoms require professional attention, an important boundary that keeps herbalism grounded in safety and common sense. Another practical angle is routine building, like keeping a few go-to herbs for stressful days, using gentle digestive support after heavy meals, or preparing a soothing tea during seasonal changes. This topic emphasizes usability, remedies that are realistic for busy households, not elaborate projects that only work in ideal conditions. For many readers, the biggest benefit is feeling less helpless in the face of minor discomforts, while also developing a more attentive relationship with the body. The book positions herbs as supportive allies for daily wellness rather than replacements for medical care when serious issues arise. Lastly, safety and responsible practice, dosing, interactions, and when to seek help. Responsible herbalism begins with safety, and this book's beginner focus makes safety guidance especially valuable. Readers are encouraged to treat herbs as active substances, not harmless flavorings, which means paying attention to dosage ranges, preparation strength, and frequency of use. The book supports cautious experimentation, including starting with low amounts, using single herbs before complex blends, and observing reactions over time. It also highlights the importance of considering life stage and health context. Pregnancy, nursing, childhood, chronic conditions, and medication use can all change what is appropriate. Another key theme is quality and sourcing, because potency and contamination risks vary depending on where herbs come from and how they are stored. Practical safety also includes storage habits, labeling, expiration awareness, and hygiene when making topical products. Crucially, the book reinforces boundaries. Certain symptoms should prompt medical evaluation, and herbal home care should not delay necessary treatment. By teaching risk awareness alongside practical remedies, the guide helps readers build a sustainable relationship with herbal medicine that is calm and informed rather than impulsive. This topic is what turns curiosity into a responsible practice, reducing common pitfalls and making herbal self-care more likely to be both effective and safe over the long term. In conclusion, Herbal Medicine for Beginners is best suited for readers who are curious about natural health but want a clear, structured starting point. It works well for busy adults building a home wellness routine, caregivers who want gentle options for everyday complaints, and anyone who prefers learning a focused set of skills rather than collecting scattered tips online. The book can benefit a reader's life by making self-care more practical and less intimidating. You learn how to choose from a core set of herbs, how to prepare them in reliable ways, and how to apply them thoughtfully to common situations such as stress, mild digestive trouble, seasonal discomfort, and simple skin needs. Just as important, it encourages responsible decision-making, including awareness of limitations, potential interactions, and when professional care is the right choice. Compared with larger herbal encyclopedias, this book is worth buying because it prioritizes usability and follow-through. Instead of overwhelming the reader with hundreds of plants and technical jargon, it concentrates on a manageable apothecary and actionable preparation methods, making it more likely you will actually use what you learn. For beginners who want confidence, clarity, and practical routines, it is a strong entry point. If you would like to support Katja Swift, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.